Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dave, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. How are you?
Good, good. So there's a lot of policy developments, but there's something I saw on your Twitter that really we have to talk about, particularly given the run that Casey Jr. has gotten. I mean, I admired the father a lot as a Democrat, had him on several times, that the New York Times apparently has this all-out effort to besmirch either your childhood or your parents or something like that. Digging into that, my God.
Yeah, no, this was this shocked me even for the New York Times. And what happened here is, I think the opposition, I think the Casey team and the Democrats are getting worried that this is going to be a heck of a challenge for Senator Casey. And so they give the opposition research to the New York Times. And the New York Times is an extension of the Democratic machine. But essentially, I've said it a number of spots along the way.
And what are you told they're trying to do here?
Well, they were just essentially trying to say that because I was calling my mom and dad teachers, I wasn't acknowledging the fact that my dad was a very powerful political force because he ended up being a college president in where I grew up, and a political enemy. And the irony of the New York Times trying to say that a career educator, a college president, that was my political support, when Bob Casey's entire career has been defined by being the son of Bob Casey Sr. This is just the craziness. So they were trying to make a story out of nothing, but more important, it shows that the Democrats will do anything they possibly can to try to tear me down because they see an opponent that can take on Bob Casey, who has really been a very, very weak senator for 18 years. But Dom, the most important point I want to make, and I try to make this on the campaign trail, don't think because he's been weak and hasn't been a leader that he hasn't been dangerous. He's voted 98% of the time with Joe Biden. So when you look at the war on fossil fuels, when you look at what's happened with inflation, when you look at the wide open border and Bob Casey's support for sanctuary cities, he's been at the scene of the crime every single time.
Heck, not even at the scene of the crime. He had Biden's ear on shrinkflation. He's the architect now, and Snickers bars. He got a shout out in the State of the Union about I saw him do it right in front of me, Dave. I do a show with Channel 6, and he was the newsmaker, and I'm staying there. Oh, my goodness. He's the architect of shrinkflation. And then President Biden says, vote for Bobby Casey's bill. He's the guy.
I'll make 2 points on that. Number one, it's like, when you come out of the subway sometimes or out of the train station in Philadelphia, you'll see the guy sitting out there with the three walnuts moving the pea.
Yeah.
And the bottom line here is that inflation's the result of the excessive spending of Bob Casey and Joe Biden. Bob Casey's voted every step of the way, and the war on energy, which has driven up fuel prices, which is a big driver of inflation. And this idea that the real problem is shrinkflation just shows that they're trying to change the conversation as opposed to owning what's happened. And the most important thing that I hear every day, 60% of Pennsylvanians are living paycheck to paycheck. And when you have inflation prices that have gone up by 20% under Biden Casey and wages that have gone up by 14 or 15%, people are getting squeezed on food, on fuel, on rent. And that's why this Bidenomics is not working. for most Pennsylvanians. And that's why they're trying so hard to change the conversation, because they're not owning what have been very bad policy choices for Pennsylvania.
Now, the other day, you got the endorsement of President Trump when he was here in Pennsylvania. So taking away at least an angle from the media to say Republicans are split and all that. And I think Trump went out of his way to say that the two of you, there's no hard, nothing from, I'm sure, you know, it's always hard when you do the endorsement the last time with Dr. Oz.
Yeah.
It would be for me, too, the same thing, but that Trump, yeah. Trump did not evade or do anything. He endorsed Dave McCormick, and he said how important this race was, not just your theme. It's not just about control of the Senate, but that Pennsylvania deserves someone like you who is in the forefront versus Casey, who has never been in the forefront of anything. It's just not his background. He's there because of his father.
Right. Well, listen, politics is a contact sport, you know, and so last election, 2022, you know, it was a tough to lose. And obviously, President Trump endorsed somebody else. But I think what he and I both agree on is that the country's in deep trouble. And we need new leadership in the Senate. This Senate seat couldn't be more important. And we need new leadership in the White House. And I had endorsed President Trump and said I would support our nominee, and I enthusiastically endorsed him. And he did the same for me. And honestly, I think his campaign and his ability to get out the vote will help me. And I believe that my campaign and my ability to appeal across Pennsylvania will help him. And we're very aligned in trying to get America moving in the right direction. And so I was honored to get his endorsement and the endorsement of many people across Pennsylvania. The thing that I try to say, Dom, is we've got to unify our party. And so I'm very proud of the fact that I have Scott Perry, who's the former chairman of the Freedom Caucus, and Brian Fitzpatrick, who's the co-chair of the Problem Solvers Caucus. And I say to both of them, listen, you're only going to agree with 80% of what I say, probably even a different 80%. But the thing we agree on is that the country's in deep trouble, and we disagree with the crazy progressive left that's taken us over the cliff 90% of the time. And so we got to get leadership in place we can get behind, and that's what I think is coming together in Pennsylvania. It's very exciting and encouraging to see the unity that we have in our party, both nationally and here in Pennsylvania. I think it's going to make the difference in November.
One other area, too. Mayorkas, shamefully this week, the Senate won't even take it up and go to a trial, saying, well, what is he doing? What he's doing is we clearly know he has the ability to sit there and just say repeatedly, he's good at it. I don't know how anyone can program themselves to say the border is fine. We're doing all that we can. And Bob Casey voted to table that, not to delve into this. Even when on paper, at least, I still think it's inflation in the end, but illegal immigration across Pennsylvania is arguably the number one emotional issue in a lot of ways. It's just connecting the dots, since the media won't help us, Dave, that Casey enabling this continued illegal immigration.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
100%. If you and I had sat in a room on the day Joe Biden came into office and said, how bad could it get? We would have never imagined the border could get this bad. It's chaotic. 10 million illegal migrants, 160 people apprehended on the terrorist watch list. The fentanyl crisis is spinning out of control. 4,000 Pennsylvanians died last year, and Bob Casey has owned this terrible set of policies. He's voted for sanctuary cities. He's voted against funding for the border patrol. He's voted against the wall, and here most recently, as you said, he's voted not to hold Mayorkas accountable for downright lying about the state of our border to Congress and the terrible incompetent handling of his responsibility. So I'm gonna keep hammering this. Bob Casey is absolutely complicit in the terrible crisis we have at the border, and this is one of the things where it's very much in the hands of the president. There's a lot more he could be doing with his executive powers to stop this, and he's not doing it. And the reason is very clear. It's highly political. I'm sure you know this, Dom, but just for your listeners, the recent census, Senator Bob Casey and others voted to ensure that these illegal migrants can be counted in the census. The reason that's so important is the census determines how many congressional seats each state gets. It also determines the electoral votes in the Electoral College. So this is a way to influence and essentially steal elections right in front of you by having illegal migrants determine the number of electoral votes that places like New York and California can have. So this is a very big deal. The consequences couldn't be bigger, and Bob Casey's on the wrong side of this for America and for Pennsylvania.
I'm in the camp. You just said what I would be talking about. I realize how important inflation is, but what you just said, people say all the time in Pennsylvania, well, why are they doing it? That's one of the reasons why right there. Dave, so where do we go to help and see all things Dave McCormick?
Dave McCormick, PA.com. And listen, I'm going to be all over the Commonwealth in my bus. I'm right now headed from Juniata to Harrisburg as we speak. And I'm going to be all over the Commonwealth in the coming months. I think since January 1st, I've done 49 or 50 counties, 140 stops or so. And so I'll be in your neighborhood. It's the bottom line. And I'm excited about what lies ahead.
Well, pull in here to 2400 Market Street. How many Cokes have you had today?
Well, counting them up, I think four or five. You know
oh,
what?
My we're sitting at a wait a minute. What the heck?
We're sitting at a sheet. And, you know, if you get one of those big boys out of the dispenser, yeah. I mean, that may count as two. But it's part of keeping me ready to go.
All right.
Ready for war.
All righty. Thank you, Dave. Have
Thanks,
a nice
Dom.
Weekend. Thank you for joining us.
Good to talk to you. You
too. Bye-bye. Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.